Today we are going to focus on the Milchama of Gog and Magog, which it's very important before we get into the details to correct a famous misconception about the words Gog and Magog. Most people think that there are two nations. The nation of Gog fighting the nation of Magog. That's the Milchama of Gog and Magog. Or it's a war that two kingdoms, Gog and Magog, get together and they're going to fight with the Yidden. So when you ask people, what does it mean, Milchama, Gog and Magog? That is the basic answer that you get. So it's very important that we correct this right away. Gog is a name of a person and Magog is the name of a nation. Gog is the king of Magog. This person, Gog, is the king of Magog. The Prokim and Nach that speak about the war of Gog and Magog are in Yecheskel, Prokim Lamed Ches and Lamed Tes, and in Zechariah, Prokim Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet, which we're going to go through together. Different biurim from the Psukim, the way the Nach, the Nevi'im, they speak about this war. But right away, the Pasuk Beis of Perek Lamed Ches says right away, Ben Adam, Sim Panecha Goig Eretz HaMogig, that you should turn to Goig from the land of Magog. What's interesting is, if you open up a Chumash Bereishis, and it speaks about the descendants of Yefes, of who was the son of Noach, where it goes through all the lineage of the sons and the Eneklach of Noach and all his Shem, Chum, and Yafes. So over there, it brings down very clearly that the Eila told is B'nai Noach, this is the kids of Noach, and in Pasuk Beis of Perek Yud, it says B'nai Yafes, the children of Yefes, Goymer u'Magog. Goymer and Magog, in other words, this Magog person was actually an Enekel of Noach. That means this the descendants of Magog, who we're talking about, the war of Gog and Magog, they go back to really, really, all the way back to the times of Noach. I actually went online, and they have the Wikipedia, and I typed in Magog. Wanted to see what they came up with for Magog. You know, who they decided is Gog, I don't know. But Magog, there's a whole explanation given. Different people say they came from Magog. There was actually a Swedish queen who was able to count back 249 generations to Magog. That's what they bring down. Different people that said that they came from the people of Magog. What's interesting, the way the Eibishter pays back positive things years later. We know the Eibishter says that for something positive, that the Eibishter will pay them back for years later. What was one of the positive things that Yefes did? We had Shem, Chum, and Yefes. Chum was somebody that did a very bad thing to his father. He violated his father's privacy. And the Torah tells us about Shem and Yefes, that they went in to the father's room and they covered up the father after he was violated by Chum. And that's what the Mefarshim say is an answer to a very interesting thing. We're going to learn about the war of Gog and Magog, Gog the king of Magog, that he's going to fight with the Yidden. And in the middle of the whole description, the Torah tells us a very interesting thing. Pasuk Yud Aleph of Perek Lamed Tes says, "Bayhaya bayemahu, will be in that day. Etting leGoig, I will give Goig, who is the king, mekayim sham kever biYisrael. He's going to merit to be buried. Means after this whole thing where he's going to be killed, he's going to be merit to be buried. And the Mefarshim right away ask, why is he zoicha leKvura? Why this big Rasha Goig from Magog? Why is he zoicha to have kfura? Why is he zoicha to be buried?" And listen to what Rashi says. Brings down from the Medrash, Bereishis Rabbah, Perek Lamed Vav, Isvav, says the fishu mizari shel yefes, because he is an anacle of yefes, shekisas ervas aviv, that he covered up his father, so lefichach zochel lekvura. Therefore, even his anaklach thousands of years later, because their zayda merited to do something positive, which is not a major thing, decency, his enoklach will be zeichet to kvura years later. So this is his yichus. The magig is from the enoklach of Yefes, and therefore they're going to be zeichet to this special kvura. Now, before we get into the details of this war, you have to know like this, that magig, whoever it is, I'm not sure where it is, and I'm not sure who goig is, you have those that like to say that goig is a, it's not really a gimel, it's a jimel. And goig is really like George Bush. You have all these pirushim, these people that they like to be mefarish, who goig and mogeg and exactly how it fits with current events. But we're going to keep to the text where it speaks about goig from the land and the nation of mogeg. So you have to know like this. They're not people that necessarily had in mind to fight with the Yidden. The Eibishter says, I'm going to make you want to fight. The Eibishter uses an interesting lashon in Perek Lamedches Pasuk Dalet. V'shoivav ticha v'nasati chachim b'chayecha. Rashi explains that not every animal always likes to go out to war, to fight. Yevusher says, I will make you leave your land and go fight with the Yidden. In other words, they're happy in their lands. Why are they going to pick a fight with the Yidden? The Yevusher says, I am going to do that to you in order to pay you back, in order to punish these goyim. So how am I going to punish the goyim? They're going to go as if they're going on a war. And during this war, the Yevusher is going to pay them back. And the Eibishter in Perek Lamed Ches, through the Navi Yecheskel, he tells them that I was waiting all the way to the end of days, and you're all going to gather, you and your cronies are going to gather together, and you're going to start off with this war against Klal Yisroel. You're going to come, he says, Valisa Kashoya Tovoi. You're going to go up like a big darkness. You're going to come like a cloud which covers the earth. You and your chevra and all the people that are with you. And you think that you're going to go fight and get money from the Eden. You're going to rob them and you're going to take all their property away. But what's going to happen? So you know he continues in Pasuk Yudches of Perek Lamed Ches. Tala chamosi ba'api. My anger will go through my nostrils. And in my vengeance, I will speak with words of fire. And then there will be a big rash, a big tumult on by Eretz Yisroel. And the Eibishter gets very descriptive. And all the birds and all the fish are going to be very scared. And all the animals and all the things which crawl on the ground. And all the people. The mountains will tremble. And all the big rocks will fall down. And all walls will come crushing down. This is the way the Navi is getting very descriptive. I will make all my mountains into swords, says the Eibishter, like swords in the hands of each other. And I will judge you, and I will punish you with dever, with, you know, the people, the animals dying, uvidam, and with blood. The Geshem Shaitev, there's going to be big storms coming down. The Avneil Govish Eish V'Gofris, there's going to be big rocks full of, like we have the Makkah of Borod, when the hail things are going to come down, and they're all going to come to destroy him, the Goyim. And the Eibishter finishes off, Perek Lamed Ches, V'Gdalti V'Skedashti B'Nayati Leini HaGoyim Rabim. I will be made great, I will be made holy, and I will be known to the eyes of all the goyim. V'yodu ki ani Hashem. They will finally know that I am the Eibishter. This is what the Navi says in Yecheskel, Perek Lamed Ches.